All righty, well, welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, Superintendent Nodder, school board members. The results of a marathon bargaining session that lasted late into the evening and continuing on this morning, we are all here today to announce the fact that we have a tentative contract agreement that was reached by the Broward County School Board and the Broward Teachers Union. Broward County will continue to be the leader in the South Florida market with a starting salary of $38,500 and topping out at $70,000. Broward is also a leader. I don't know if that's radioactive.
It's not mine.
Just start taking stuff out of my pocket. Broward is also a leader in the state in the fact that very few counties in the state of Florida have a contract settlement, in light of the fact of a possible financial shortfall that may be the result of the legislative session, special session, as well as the possible property tax amendment in January. While this is a settlement, we will continue to meet at the bargaining table in February and continue our negotiations. I'd like to thank the BTU bargaining team members, First Vice President Bernie Schultz, Secretary Treasurer Ronnie Virgilito, who is also a teacher at Pines Middle School, Lauren Thompson from Walker Elementary, our BTU intern, Karen Walkinshaw, our BTU staff members, Gary Itzkowitz, Ralph Eckhart, and of course, couldn't be done without our chief negotiator, Dane Ramson. Last but not, and Annie Feldman from South Broward High School. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. I'd also like to thank Superintendent Nodder and the school board members for making their teachers and our employees and our members a priority this year, as we've done in the last year, and that we will hopefully continue to move forward together on a variety of different issues. Thank you. Superintendent Nodder.
Thank you, Pat. In beginning, I'd like to have Lynn Strong introduce the school district's negotiating team. So Lynn, could you just introduce the negotiating team that worked diligently, not only through the night last night, but for the last several months in the face of many obstacles, not the least of which is a significant reduction in funding from Tallahassee.
Sure. I'm happy to, Mr. Nodder.
Thank you. I'm extremely honored to also share the podium with a very important part of my team, and that's our school board. I want everybody to know and understand and appreciate that this school board honors, values, and respects our teachers. We know that it's our teachers that are the first line for our students, and we know that this organization's focus is teaching and learning. So I'm exceptionally proud as not only the newly minted superintendent, as well as, frankly, a longtime veteran of this county, to be a part of this team with the school board and the team that negotiated the contracts. I want to emphasize again the word team. Mr. Santoramo also talked about the team. It takes a team, ladies and gentlemen, to in fact move forward and settle a contract with our teachers in the plight that we're in right now, in the sense of declining revenues. This district has been told by the state to reduce the budget. We're walking into a special session coming up with a reduction of roughly $62 million. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a significant cutback in this district's budget, yet this board told us as a team, we need to settle the teacher's contract, Mr. Nodder. We need to do everything we can to, in fact, continue to be a team in labor relations. So with that in mind, we did everything we could and, in fact, reached a threshold that many people thought could be and was an unachievable goal. We have, in fact, a teacher's contract that puts our beginning teacher salaries at the top in the Tri-County area. We also have a teacher contract that puts the ending salary schedule for our most veteran teachers, I believe, the highest in the state of Florida. Being a district that truly believes in numbers and metrics, I believe those metrics alone say enough about the quality of this school board and what they believe in terms of keeping our human capital in this county. Without any further things to say, to honor everybody, I would like to bring up our school board chair, who I work diligently with, as well as the rest of the board on a day-to-day basis, to make Broward the best county, not only in the state of Florida, but in this whole United States. Mrs. Gallagher.
Thank you very much. It's truly exciting for us to be here today because this, of course, is one of the priorities that the school board always has, is settling our contract and making sure our employees have what they need to get their job done. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce my fellow board members that are here with me today. First, there's Vice Chair Robin Bartleman. Jennifer Gottlieb. Eleanor Sobel. And last but not least, Maureen Dinnan. And I'd also like to say, just noticing as I'm looking at all of us, we're all teachers. So we sympathize with all of you, and we also appreciate the hard work that you do. First, I'd like to thank both of our bargaining teams, because I know how hard you worked. And poor Mr. Nodder last night, when I knew we were close to settlement, I was emailing him all night and trying to get him on the phone. Have they settled? Are we okay? Are we okay? So I truly want to thank you, because without you, we would not be here in this with this great contract that we're pushing forward to. And besides all the budget shortfalls and the other things that we will be working together to go up and fight against the legislature to get, you know, adequate funding or even some funding for education in the state of Florida, I'd just like to say that what is the best thing about this contract is that it moves forward. It's very forward thinking. It lays a path for the future, for us to look at certain issues and to make a better salary schedule and to make sure that we continue to pay our teachers at the top of the schedule and have the highest paid teachers in this state. So thank you all very much.
That concludes the press conference. If there are any questions.
Sir, since we introduced the entire bargaining team, perhaps one of them can come up and describe what some of the specific sticking points were in this late night negotiation and what made the difference to get the vote.
Okay. First Vice? Well, she's, where is she?
There's Dane.
Dane?
Our chief negotiator.
Well, you were right here.
Okay. Dane Ramsey?
Yeah, since this was an overnight negotiation, I'm wondering if you could go
could come up here
and tell us about what some of the specific sticking points were and how you were able to reach an accord as far as figuring out a new plan for the teachers.
One of the... I have Maggie mouth here. My name is Dane Ramson, Chief Negotiator, Broward Teachers Union. My first name is Dane. The last name is Ramson.
And you are the Chief Negotiator?
That is correct. Sticking point? We had a couple. I think the major one was that we wanted to recoup underpayments for teachers based upon state law and arbitration decisions, and our legal opinion differed from the legal opinion of the district. So what we decided to do was to look into it further so that it would not be a sticking point so that we could move forward. And really, I think that was it other than the money.
That's usually the sticking point, money.
Was there any discussion during the negotiations? I know that the superintendent and the union president both said that now Broward teachers have the highest starting pay in South Florida. Was that something that was consciously done where you said if we want to make this deal, we have to make it way beyond what everyone else has? Mm-hmm. Was that consciously done or did that just happen?
Of course it's consciously done. That's what negotiations is all about. They have their agenda, we have ours. Their concern is for recruitment, our concern is for retention. So therefore we give deference to both of our major issues, and we reach settlement on that issue. But yes, of course, that is done consciously.
What's the difference between you guys in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach as far as starting salary teachers?
That's our difference? Okay, our difference is $500 more. A major difference also that I thought was that played a part in it is that Miami-Dade has a 3-year contract where they will go up to $40,000. So the district was somewhat antsy, wanting to make sure that they were competitive with Miami-Dade's graduating salary schedule, and we met that concern.
What used to be the starting salary? How much of an increase is this?
37. The salary schedule for this year is 37,000. So we went to 38.5. We woke up here this morning.
They haven't showered yet.
We did have dental hygiene products.
That was an all-night marathon.
Basically, it really was.
Do you remember what time exactly we reached the agreement?
This morning at about 11, quarter till 11.
So what would you have said if you hadn't reached an agreement today? Because you called the press conference at 8 a.m.
What would I have said? Some unnice things that cannot be printed. There was definitely a commitment on both parts. We knew what our sticking points were. We worked through them collaboratively. You know, we are a team as BTUers and as well as the district being a team, and the issues were very germane to both sides. So we knew at some juncture that we would reach an agreement. It was just a matter of how we would massage those final items. We did a total package. Of course, the major concern was the salary schedule. However, we were interested in salary schedule reform and acceleration. And we were quite tenacious with that interest. We had to educate board members as well as the district. And in the education process, they realized the importance and they also supported it. Are we going to release that information, seeing that it is public information? Yes, we will. Mr. Good, can I leave now?
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, I'd like to just follow up on your question. One of the real key strategic moves this year was that we looked into the future much more than we ever have before. Many times in the past, we settled a contract 1 year, and then 6 months later, 8 months later, went into contract negotiations and settled another 1 year contract. You know, we knew early on when you took a look at Miami-Dade County and you took a look at Palm Beach County and you looked at our recruitment numbers and what we need, you know, for teachers and how do we retain those teachers because of the exodus from not only Broward County but from the state of Florida, we needed a strategy. We needed a long-term strategy. And this year, this contract sets that strategy in place. We have consciously wanted to make sure that we were always number one in the Tri-County region for our starting salaries. This year, we also did that with our ending salaries, so that as you entered the profession here in Broward County, you not only knew you were the highest starting salary, but you also could look down the road and see that ultimately you would continue to go to reach the highest salary in the state. Equally as well as we had a salary compression, Mr. Santoramo may speak
acceleration.
He may want to talk a little bit about that. That's another strategy, though. That's a long-term strategy. So I want to make sure, you know, that everybody knows and understands and can appreciate the new negotiation model that we, in fact, implemented this year. Much more long-term thinking, knowing where we want to be 3, 4, 5 years out, as well as settling this year's contract, you know, with a quality increase for our teachers.
Competing
That is one of the games, and in order to be able to recruit teachers, you have to have a competitive market out there. And if Dade, and I'm assuming that Dade County will go back to the bargaining table, Palm Beach is already at impasse at this point in time, so they have a threshold that they have to meet. Ms. Donato indicated, and I indicated earlier in my opening comment, the fact that we will be going back to the bargaining table in February. Now, we do have a plan of action. We're looking at the acceleration model of the steps, trying to put additional dollars on the salary schedule and having a broader amount of money on each one of the steps and reducing the salary schedule so that we end up with possibly 17, 18 steps on the salary schedule. Long-term projection on it, and it takes two to be able to move in that direction, and takes a conscious effort on both of our parts on how do we get there in the short term as well as the long term.
Where's the money coming from?
His pocket.
You can probably afford it.
How's that? Quick, huh?
but where's the money coming from? Because I understand there's like a $62 million cut from the state. Obviously, teaching is a priority. You guys are the ones who are dealing with the students. But I'm wondering, is the money coming from maybe other programs?
Primarily comes from the state, and this year the board went through their budget and cut a variety of different areas. I guess you want to talk about that?
Can you shed some light on, you know, what programs were cut for the deal
No, we were very diligent this year. We knew this was coming, and actually over the last couple of years, the state has shrunk our budget from 60% of the Florida's budget down to 40%. So we've been dealing with these cuts, and this year it did hit us, but we decided to not fill positions, people retiring. We've looked at some of our transportation issues, made depot stops to save on gas and buses. We were keeping our buses a couple years longer now instead of replacing them, and we tried to look at everything else peripherally to keep the dollars going to the classroom and the students and the teachers.
When is the BTU membership fund? Has that been scheduled?
We'll be distributing the information next Wednesday, probably voting by September the 10th, and then hopefully it'll get to the board around the 18th.
What we believe in is to settle teachers' contracts, you know, before school begins. This was an extremely difficult year. However, we need to know and understand and believe in our negotiating teams and know that the district is looking forward to settling that contract, which is why these people worked all night and through the night to, in fact, settle the contract all summer. And some of that really kind of hinges on the collective bargaining process itself to be able to truly negotiate what both sides can, in fact, go forward with. So it's not a singleton, which really comes back to a lot of the comments you heard about the teams. So I think, you know, with us, you know, we always diligently try to settle prior to the beginning of school. This was an exceptionally difficult year with the budget cuts from Tallahassee that came very late after we had done all our hiring and taking a look at a lot of the reductions that we had to do. We had to rearrange so that we could economize on our busing, our electrical bill. Our electrical bill runs roughly $65 million a year. We've put a mandate out to reduce that by $4 million. So we've taken every single economic piece that we can to, in fact, meet and exceed our expectations for our teachers' contract.
Let me just add to that. We also realize the fact that having a contract before the start of the school year or immediately after the start of the school year is germane to the classroom. And let's not lose sight of what is our mission. It's teaching and learning. So it's very important that we do have a contract in place. It's a great for morale and takes the focus off of what are my bills that are out there, how do I meet my payments for a classroom teacher, so they could focus solely on their mission of instruction and providing the best that we can for our students.
Just another comment about the wonderful teachers that we have in Broward County. Even though the contract was not settled the first day of school, all of the schools that I visited, the teachers were concentrating on their students and teaching and learning. And everywhere I went, you never would have known it was the first day of school. It could have been January, February, May. So everybody kept their eye on the prize here, and that's the education of our children. And our teams got the job done. And, of course, we'd like to always have the contract settled before school started. And I will tell you that in the 7 years I've been on this school board, this is the first time we've worked all summer, all of us, the board meeting and the negotiating teams, to try to get this settled because we knew it was a very tight budget year. So I'm looking forward to the future and to the continuation of Broward County Schools and indeed making it the best in the world. Why should we just stop at the United States?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.